No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, into Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I am back. If you missed it, on Monday I was out. All right. So, my son got contacts recently. And he's your typical 14-year-old kid who sometimes does or does not do what he is supposed to do when it comes to responsibilities and taking care of things and cleaning up things. Phenomenal kid overall, obviously. Obviously. But when we were up at Steamboat skiing for spring break, all right, he developed a pretty bad case of pink eye in both eyes. You know, I wore contacts for many years and I hated them. I've always had dry eyes. I've always had issues. I about said stupid. I hated them when I was growing up, with the old Horace Grant sports goggles when I was a kid. I clearly did not enjoy wearing them. So anyways, I had the sports goggles. I had the gigantic Steve Urkel glasses for way too long before my parents said, maybe not. Then I wore contacts for umpteen years, about, I don't know, however long, you know, about a decade. And I had insanely dry eyes. But I've always been, I've had pink eye a million times in my life, yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, Jacob, You better clean your hands. You better take care of those with those eye drops. You better not touch me. Love you, but don't touch me for about 8 days until those drops are over. Love you, don't touch me. So 2 weeks go by. It pretty much spreads through everyone in the entire family. Everybody gets pink eye in the entire family, except for me. I'm like, somehow I avoided it. And I tell you what, I'm not a germaphobe. I'm not Howie Mandel. You can come up and shake my hand anytime you want. All right. But I was washing my hands like I was a germaphobe and I was Howie Mandel for about 2 weeks because I'm very susceptible to this and I freaking hate it. So I'm getting ready to come back to the former players' practice last Saturday. I guess that was last Saturday. Time flies, huh? And the day before I'm going to fly out, my son Jacob looks at me and he knows I'm susceptible. He knows I've been trying to avoid it. He looks at me and goes, Dad, you got a little bit of stuff in your eye. I was like, oh, are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? The day before, I'm going to get on a plane, which I don't exactly enjoy. Yeah, put me in a giant metal box, thousands of feet in the air, going hundreds of miles an hour. Oh, by the way, I'm big. So, yeah, that's always fun. So I start using the eye drops that all my family has used that night. And I use them the next day. So that was Friday as I travel. And I was just like, man, it's getting worse. Crap. You know, right as I'm flying, I'm going to go, you know, see a bunch of buddies of mine at the practice and try to watch the practice, things of that nature. And it just gets worse throughout Friday, throughout the entire day. I wake up Saturday morning and it is way worse. And I'm just like, what is going on? It made no sense. Chatting with my wife. And so I had once had in high school a allergic reaction to, it's either gentamicin, neomycin, I don't know, eye drops. I had pink eye and the eye drops made it worse. And it was so bad. I had to be in a dark room with the lights. I was so light sensitive for 48 hours, 2 days straight, doing nothing because my body had to fight off the allergies before I could put something in to then fight off the pink eye. And so my wife goes, what kind of drops are those? And if we looked at them, they're not whatever it was. I know the spelling, not the pronunciation. I'm not a doctor. You can almost read my handwriting, so I'm not a doctor, but I digress. And I'm like, I wonder if I'm having an allergic reaction. So on Saturday, I go to the practice. Luckily, when I'm outside, you know, even walk around the Hawks, I can just wear sunglasses. No big deal. So we have a former player's lunch in afterwards, chat with some of the coaches and whatnot. And I'm like, man, do I wear the sunglasses inside? Do I pull a Rock who just wears sunglasses inside all the time? I mean, you know, I'm almost as popular as the Rock, but I don't know if I can quite pull that off. So I did not. It was funny. I was walking around. Nobody said a word, but they like stare at my eyes because they were not normal at all, not even close. And so long story short, had a great time visiting with a bunch of folks, seeing a bunch of things, meeting people, seeing people I hadn't seen in a long time. What I could see, which was very challenging. And then it was funny because strength coach Corey Campbell, we were chatting and he was like staring at my eyes, but he didn't say anything, but I could just tell he was just like staring at him because they were weird looking and they were not easy to look through. So anyways, I digress. Sunday rolls around, they get a little bit better. So I just stop using the eye drops altogether. They slowly get better. And I'm like, wow, was it pink eye? Was it just an allergic reaction? Was it both? So anyways, Monday, it really wasn't great yet. Appreciate the boys filling in for me. So here's what I think happened. I think I never had pink eye. I think I took drops that I didn't need to out of fear of having pink eye. And then I pretty much had the symptoms of pink eye, if not worse. And it was all because of an allergic reaction to drops that I never needed to take because I never had pink eye in the first place. And so that was fun. But now I'm pretty much look normal today. All right. So that's the story. That's the story of my non-pink eye, pink eye experience. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we really do have a loaded show. As always, we should just start calling this the loaded show hour, the loaded show, the fastest hour in radio, whatever you want to call it. I've been calling it the fastest hour in radio. I'm going to be joined by Husker legend, former All-American, two-time Big 12, all-first team Big 12 performer, Jared Crick at 12:30. Now, I reached out to my buddy Bill Goldberg, said, hey, could you join me on Monday of next week at 12:30? He sent back a thumbs up. So I think that means yes. So I'm going to promote him because he almost always comes on anytime I ask him. I guess a thumbs up, you know, when I say, hey, does 1210, 1230, 1245 work? Just a thumbs up in return. I'm going to say he's coming on. And if he doesn't, I don't know what a thumbs up means then. But Jared Crick today at 1230, Bill Goldberg, 1230 on Monday. Okay. So today's show is loaded. All right. I'm going to be talking. So I go on YouTube and I see this thing, Matt Rhule embarrassed by Bill Belichick. And I think it was the Pat McAfee show, the headline. I didn't click on it. I didn't watch it. I was like, okay, you know, I know Rhule's gone on a show for interviews in the past. Maybe this is another interview. I didn't really pay attention. I was busy. I was moving on about my day. And then I see Colin Cowherd talk about the same thing. Basically, Matt Rhule embarrassed by Bill Belichick after like 4.5 hour speech or whatever it said. So I clicked. I was like, all right, this is interesting. So I clicked on and I watched it. And I'm going to give some quick thoughts on that, a reaction to that. Also, Matt Rhule's last two press conferences. I'm going to kind of go through the notes, give a reaction, thoughts to that. Okay, and then final thoughts on, I would have done this Monday. Obviously, just explain why I wasn't here. But final thoughts on the whole Scott Frost interview, what he said, what he didn't say, what he wouldn't talk about. You know, I'm not going to spend too much time on that. But I would have done it, you know, like, what, 3-4 days ago. I guess I'll do it now instead. And then Daniel Kalen. All right, we got three quarterbacks in that room, any of which could be starters in the fall. Now, I know most of the focus is on Dylan. I just did a whole video on what his potential is. Okay? Daniel's looking good, catching people's attention. All right? Harburg's the only guy who's ever actually started with any experience. So I think people are starting to notice Danny Dimes just a little bit. Do we have a quarterback controversy? Well, of course we should, because we should be having a quarterback competition because we don't know who the starter is. It's funny when I see that on social media. Do we have a quarterback controversy? Why would we not? I don't know if the controversy is the right word. Competition, through and through. So, yes, that is the case. But I think people are starting to be like, huh, Daniel Kalen is doing pretty good in his own right. So I'm going to talk about that at the end of the show as well. All right. As always, the people segment, the last 8 minutes of the show. Send your questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, or otherwise. 402-464-5685. That's 402-464-5685. Even if you just got a thought, I will read it out loud. Love the fan interaction here on 93.7, The Ticket. All right. Before we do that, I want to give a shout out to Bonzel Pools. And here's why. The family and I moving back to Lincoln. And the kids, they really wanted like a pool. And so I reached out to a few pool companies in the area. They're all great. But when I spoke with the owner, Jeff Bonzel, he didn't just seem like a good businessman. He seemed like a good dude. Like, he really did. And so they're going to be putting in our family pool and hot tub and things of that nature. And so I'm going to be kind of just, you know, sharing the process of that, sharing the process with Bonzel Pools. Again, he just seems like a good dude, which is why I ended up choosing him. Okay, so that's going to be going in throughout the spring, this summer. Okay, maybe I'll share a few photos, things of that nature. But you can always check out Bonzel Pools at bonzelpool.com. They have swimming pools, hot tubs, saunas, slides. Okay, the hot tubs are pretty awesome too, if I'm not going to lie to you. Okay, all right, bonzelpools.com. But let's light this candle. Let's dive into it real quick. All right, looking at the last couple of press conference notes that I have, and this is actually from, I believe, two press conferences ago, and then we'll go with the most recent one. All right, Matt Rhule, spring ball press conference notes. He wants more former players to come back and visit. Okay, he's keeping the program about family, and that's really important to him. You know, I do get the feeling he legit wants former players to come back. Every coach says that. I mean, everybody says that. Nobody's going to say, hey, former players, you're not welcome, don't come. Nobody says that. I do believe that he legit means it. You know, so I think it was due to that former players practice on Saturday. There was a lot of people there for the coaches clinic. There was a decent amount of former players there. I think he'd like to see more guys come back. I think he means that. You know, full disclosure, not everybody, all the former players, have always felt welcome over the years. I'm not going to dive into a bunch of this or that or whatever. You know, sometimes people come out and they say it in their own right. Sometimes I get messages, you know. A lot of that was due to a previous staff or whatever the case may be, you know. So I do think former players being involved is huge. You know, if my son is ever recruited, a guy who needs to clean his contacts better and actually throw them out when the month is over because they're not year-long contacts, they're supposed to be changed every month. Love you, Jacob. But if he's ever recruited one day, one of the things I'm going to say, go ask a former player how they treat the former players. Because that shows you how much they actually care. Do they only care about you when they need you? Or when they're done with you, do they just kind of forget about you? There are some universities who do a great job at taking care of former players. There are some who do not. There are some universities where the coach does a great job and another coach comes in and it is not the case. So when Matt Rhule says this, I firmly believe that he means it. A bunch of Matt Rhule clips came up on that Pat McAfee show and some of these things I was watching this morning. And before he was hired at Nebraska, he had just been let go by the Panthers. The headline of the clip was what Matt Rhule would do differently or whatever the case may be if he coaches again. And he talked about relationships. That's the number one thing that he would do differently. It was almost like when he first got to the Panthers, you know, it was a little bit more formal, a little bit more businesslike. But then about, you know, maybe a year into it or whatever the case was, he goes, I'm going to go back to being Coach Matt. Go back to being Coach Matt and build relationships. Okay. So I think he really means that. Now, I will say this.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you mean it, that's awesome. If your actions follow through on it, that's awesome. That's phenomenal. That's what everybody wants. And everybody has to be treated the same. Everybody has to be treated the same across the board. Welcome back the exact same. Even if it's just one or two guys that are treated differently, people will notice and that will resonate. If you say, hey, everybody's treated the same across the board, but there's a blatant exception or two or whatever the case may be, people are going to notice that, and they're going to cry BS. I'm just saying that as a general rule. So for me, from my personal experience, honestly, you know, in the past, there was never any issues for me, myself and I, when it comes to this. I don't know why I said it like that. I kind of speak on behalf of some of the other players who text me sporadically over the years and kind of how they feel. You know, maybe they don't have a platform like 93.7 The Ticket or the Character Chronicle. So I try to represent some of the other former players if they send me certain messages, whether they're positive, negative, indifferent, whatever the case may be. If it's something I feel like they would want said, I'll share it on their behalf. So I fully believe the rule means that. I think that is awesome. I think that is huge. I think building relationships is a key core to it with your building a program with your current players, with your coaches, with your past players, with prospective players. Obviously, that goes without saying in recruiting. You know, but if you're going to treat everyone the same across the board, just make sure there's no exceptions to that. Just a general good rule of thumb. Okay. All right. Now, he talked about a lot of things. He talked about in these press conferences, he mentioned that Nebraska's had big plays. They've had a lot of good things. That's not why there's been losses in the past. It's because of the lows, the fundamentals, the basic things, not getting fundamentally sound as certain things. You can have big plays, but can you play consistently? By doing the little things, by doing basic fundamental things right. Because, I don't know if you remember, we've lost a close game or two over the past few years, just every now and again. I don't know. It just seems to happen in Nebraska. It might be because those little things add up to big things over time. Okay. And that makes a difference in the win-loss column. All right. I got a comment coming in. Triple option. Great name, by the way. Love your content. I love that we have competition at the quarterback. It will push both players, and I would say all three players, but both players to be better. I completely and utterly agree with that. All right, so some of the leaders that are emerging per Coach Rule, Isaac Gifford, Marcus Buford, Ty Robinson, Nash Hutmaker, and more. He even mentioned that Nash and Terrence Knighton kind of got into it in one of the practices because Nash wanted to go in. Terrence didn't want him to go in at that point. I think they're being smart with Nash coming off a wrestling season. He lost a bunch of weight, okay? And so it behooves him. It's a fun word to say, behooves. All right. It behooves him to be smart during the spring and put that whatever weight back on they want him to put on, but do it in a healthy way. He just went through a football season and then a wrestling season. You know, let the body recoup and repair. I love that he's fighting to go back in and get reps. So the other thing is we know he's a good player. You can always get better, no doubt. But get those other guys some reps, too, and continue to build depth. All right. So Coach Belichick is a savant. He remembers everything Coach Rule said. He spoke with the NU staff for 4 hours. Okay. When Coach Rule was fired, Andy Reid and Bill Belichick called him. Bill told him that NU was a good job. Okay. So it was interesting because the headline was a little misleading, which is why when the headline said Matt Rule embarrassed by Bill Belichick, the first time I was like, what? You know, I just kind of ignored it. But then when I saw it again on two national shows, I clicked on it, and it was a little misleading. So he said he was embarrassed by Bill Belichick, but you got to listen to everything he said. So he basically talks about how for 4.5 hours, Belichick met with the Nebraska coaching staff. I mean, 3.5 hours in, Rule was like, man, I got to use a bathroom break. Coach, you need a drink. You need a bathroom break because I got to go. And Belichick's like, no, let's keep going. I will say this. When I was trying to get back into the league, my agent texts me at 1:30 in the morning in March. Okay. In March. Spring ball hadn't even started. We're talking like March 1st. And the Patriots said no at that point in time. So obviously Bill Belichick and our mortal enemies for life. No, I'm just kidding. But I get a text at 1:30 in the morning. And on like March 1st, March 2nd, Belichick watched the film. They're going to pass at this point, but they may bring you in later on. It's basically what that text said. Like, what NFL coach is watching film in March? Okay, just a month removed from the Super Bowl. You're not back for OTAs yet. Well, you know, evaluating players. You know who is? Bill Belichick. Okay. So basically, Matt Rhule said Bill Belichick knows so much about the game, yet he can make it so simple. He can talk for so long. He remembers so many things. He can be a defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, obviously 8-time Super Bowl champ, head coach, 2-time head coach, although that first run's a little debatable. And he could be an offensive coordinator. And he felt like he knew so much that Matt Rhule was almost embarrassed how much he knew, like Bill Belichick knew. Now, what I believe Coach Rhule was doing was trying to maybe over-compliment Bill Belichick. But the headlines everyone ran with was Matt Rhule's embarrassed by Bill Belichick. Like Bill Belichick, what it made me think before I watched the clips is Belichick got up on the stage and just embarrassed Matt Rhule in some way, shape, or form. That's the image I had in my head, okay? Which, again, is why I didn't watch the clip to begin with. Now, that's not what happened. Basically, Matt's saying he's really, really smart. It's almost embarrassing how much he knows. Well, it is embarrassing how much he knows. Now, the one thing I would say, I love Matt Rhule's raw honesty. He is honest to a fault. He's very open. The one thing I would say is the attempt to compliment Bill Belichick, the over-complimentation maybe, sometimes when you, self-deprecation is a good thing, especially if it's done with humor. But to over-compliment someone else and maybe over-self-deprecate yourself, that's why people ran with the headline that they did. So I think to me, that's why the headline was a little misleading. Not inaccurate, but misleading, you know, and I love Coach Rhule's openness and honesty. I would just say, remember at Nebraska, all due respect to Temple, all due respect to Baylor, you're going to get a lot more headlines, you know, so just maybe mind some of those things. I mean, I'm not the head coach at Nebraska, for goodness sake, but I do have a show. So these are my thoughts on this show. Couple other things. Oh, we got a couple more fan comments coming in. Ken E, can't speak for all the fans, but apathy had set in. In year 3 of Frost, things didn't seem to be improving. Rhule had crushed my apathy. I am all in drinking the Rhule-Aid. And then he said, despite the record, I saw improvement, better tackling, less procedure calls, less mental mistakes. Hey, Kenny, I appreciate the comment. I think you're saying a lot of things that a lot of people are going to agree with. Okay. Now, a couple final thoughts on some of these press conference notes that I got here. All right, Jalen Lloyd is making some plays. Okay, now he's so happy with the way the staff is currently doing things. Marcus Satterfield and Glenn Thomas duoship is allowing Coach Rhule to be freed up to do things he likes to do, such as one-on-ones with players. Obviously, if those two are more involved with the offense, Matt Rhule doesn't have to be as involved with the offense. Okay, you go to the most recent press conference. Running backs were talked about a decent amount. Okay. He says, and I quote, I don't know why Ramir Johnson wasn't the feature back in 2022, end quote. Now, Ramir Johnson's always been a talented guy, a speed guy out of high school. I remember a game on the road at Rutgers. He was maybe a freshman, a sophomore. Maybe it was the COVID season. He started, he played, and you could see he played great. I feel like deep down in there is a great player that's waiting to come out that for some reason just hasn't come out. And hopefully, Matt Rhule, this staff, is the staff that can bring it out of him. And what is a loaded yet banged up running back room? Ramirez banged up, Gabe's banged up. Okay, now Coach Rhule did say he is pleased with Dante Dowdell so far this spring. Okay, so somebody's got to step up. He does think the running back room will sort itself out in the fall. He mentioned as well his most recent press conference. I mean, that makes sense considering half, you know, not half, but a lot of the guys are banged up right now. They'll be getting more reps in the fall. Okay. Let's see what else I got here. Justin Evans-Jenkins is starting at guard, but taking reps at center with the twos. Again, it's still impressive that a young guy like that can not only play two spots, but one of those spots is center, which is a mentally complex position. You got to make the line calls, adjustments, all that stuff up front. He did that last year as a freshman, I might add. Going to do it again this year, starting as a guard, backup center. All right. In regards to Tony White, he said, and I quote, Tony will have his chance, end quote, but talking about being a head coach somewhere. I'm so happy for Tony. I am. But I don't want to hear that. Even though we all know it's true, I just don't want to hear it. I just want to bury my head in the sand like an ostrich and pretend that's not true. And someday in the near future, when we have to deal with that as Husker fans, we'll deal with that. I'm just going to bury my head in the sand like an ostrich right now. But I'm happy for Tony and his success. I do know one of his goals is that they be a top defense in the country this year. And I'm going to ask Jared Crick about that at 12:30. He said they haven't done anything yet, but he wants to, I think he even said the number one defense. He wants to be the number one defense. Okay, and I love that. And I love that he's here with us right here, right now. All right, Coach Rhule did mention wear and tear of spring ball is setting in, suffering some soft tissue injuries. Injuries are manageable, nothing serious. So this, every year I hear this. Remember all the years that we didn't have tackling in the spring game of Scott Frost? Okay, I didn't like that at the time. No need to revisit that. But I never, we had banged up guys then. And if guys are coming off surgeries, you know, like Gabe Urban and Ramir Johnson, I understand that. But the wear and tear of spring ball setting in is an interesting thing to me because they're hard practices. They're intense. But I believe they're only 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for the most part. So you have more days off than you do on. I do know you lift and you're still trying to make gains in the weight room in between, maybe some days even after. When I did spring ball, it was Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then we scrimmage every Saturday almost. So I've never quite understood the wear and tear of spring ball, okay? Maybe I'm just missing something with that because you got to remember, when I was a freshman and redshirt freshman, we did two-a-days every day until they said you couldn't do two-a-days anymore. Then you went to 2-1, 2-1, and now you can't do two-a-days. So for me, I'm just like, you're practicing 3 days out of seven. We used to do 12 out of seven, and then we always had Sundays off. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just missing something. I'm not trying to say anything negative. It's just that's the thought that pops into my head. I will tell you, they're hard physical practices. Not every practice in two-a-days was as intense as a spring practice, to be fair, all right, to be fair. Looking at both sides of the coin, Coach Rhule did said he's looking for separation at the quarterback position, only drives more competition. In other words, there's not a lot of separation, and he loves the competition he's getting right now. I get the distinct feeling, okay, and I've heard people say it, that's why I get the feeling, that they are very happy with where the true freshmen are at the moment, maybe even ahead of the curve, so to speak. I get that distinct feeling because that's what I heard. All right, let's see. I think that's all my thoughts for the last two press conferences from Matt Rhule. Okay. And we will talk final thoughts on Scott Frost and Daniel Kalen pushing Dylan Raiola as well as Heinrich Harburg in that room as well. I'm never going to leave anybody out. Okay. But that will be after a chat with Jared Crick, Husker legend. Okay. Here in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.